What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. It's hour two. We're live in Los Angeles. It's The Herd. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. Joy Taylor is joining me. It is great to be here today. So many different topics. What a good combative hour number one. The very best kind. Arguing, defiant, people yelling at me, the kind of radio television America desperately needs from Uncle Colin. I'll tell you that right now.
Controversial opinions.
I thought Milwaukee, I didn't know if they'd win last night. I thought they'd keep it close. I knew 4 minutes in, I lost my bet. I was like, okay, they just decided we're not going to play defense in the first quarter. And Boston, you know, they did it.
Well, I mean, it was a much more urgent situation for Boston, who, despite how game one looked, is a really good team. They did sweep a Brooklyn Nets team that I don't think was that complete, but did have Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving on it. They're a good team.
Yeah. You know, we always compare. I want to talk about this for about 5 minutes. We always compare Michael Jordan and LeBron. And I think deep down, they're much more similar personally than people would think. But a basketball player in America has three lives. A personal life, family and stuff. A basketball life. And then there's that third life, which is social causes. Maybe those classify as social causes, politics, business. Now, basketball players, mostly the personal life is private. Hands off. Okay, I'll stay away. The basketball life is public. I mean, they're on television. It's the third one that gets them into trouble. What do you do with your social causes? What do you do if you believe in something, but it's probably not great for your business, but it's something you believe in? And the media does a really bad job of this. This is where the American media stinks. They stink in sports. They stink in politics. It's the worst part of the American media. They demand, liberals demand you have an opinion on social causes. Unless your opinion differs with theirs, then they punitively crush you. Because Michael Jordan for years said, hey, Republicans buy sneakers too. I want your opinion, Michael. as long as it agrees with mine. God, the media is awful at that. If you want opinions, be able to tolerate those. There are lots of nice people and Christians and conservatives all over America. I don't like that they love Trump, but some are my friends. I don't think I want to give them up as friends, even though I don't like their political views. The media only wants to hear from the side they align with. So Michael Jordan was always one of those guys that kept the personal life private, basketball public. But he decided to keep his third bucket private, overwhelmingly private. Media, I don't like it. LeBron has decided to go public with a lot of his social stuff and business. And both are okay. But it should be noted that I think Michael, if he was playing today, would be much more public with his. And LeBron 30, 40 years ago would have been more private with his. Because all of us are influenced by social changes. I mean, Barack Obama, against gay marriage. And then suddenly, he wasn't. Americans have moved to accepting, thankfully, the legalization of marijuana, cannabis, medical marijuana, gay marriage. Not everybody learns everything at the exact time. And so, though Michael was very private initially with social causes, as the world has changed and demanded more from people in power and people of influence and wealth, Michael's become more public. But I bet if LeBron played 40 years ago, he wouldn't have just thrown it out there because the pushback would have been so intense. But both Michael was very smart then and LeBron's very savvy now. And LeBron obviously sees that it benefits him. He's doubled his net worth since he's been in Los Angeles, a very socially aware city. But the media really does a bad job at this. Is that if we want our athletes to have an opinion and we want our actors to have an opinion, they can't all be yours. And you can't just hate people who don't think like you. Listen, I'm really very, very socially liberal. I was pro-gay marriage and pro-pot before 99% of liberals. Maybe not Bernie Sanders, but most. That's okay. I grew up around small-town conservative people. And fiscally, sometimes, yeah, I'm kind of a moderate. But even on that, I'm changing. I was never a huge fan of unions, but I think what's happened with the tech wealth in America, I do think there's a separation of people in America that is very scary, very hopeless, and very disheartening. And so I am moving towards being pro-union and setting up incomes for people in America that can't keep up. They're not tech optimists. They're not tech-centric. They're not tech superstars. We got to take care of those people too. And so probably unionizing at Amazon, at Starbucks, I think it's better for society. And I was an anti-union guy forever. But it didn't used to be the richest Americans were 64 billion times richer than the guy checking groceries at a grocery store. They are. So let's help them. And with that social commentary, I move in back to basketball. Kalena Azubuike is a broadcaster, former Kentucky Wildcat, 5 years in the NBA, now a Warriors TV analyst. Who's listening to me thinking, did I pick the right show? What show is this? He's talking about social causes. So I watched last night, I watched Memphis and Golden State, and I feel this morning, that Golden State will win this series. They're getting too many good looks. They're too smart. They're too patient. And you can see Memphis's defense is very frenetic. They get lost very quickly. They're a bunch of kids. They're 24 years old. But I will say this, is that Memphis is a handful. And they make you uncomfortable. And I don't think anybody's got an answer for Ja Morant. I think this thing's going to end up going a little longer than Golden State wants. What's your take on that?
Well, Golden State would love to get it over in five now. I think it's going to go a little longer than that. But you're right. Memphis is a tough, gritty team. And they got a lot of built-up confidence against the Warriors. But last night, a few things had to go horribly wrong for the Grizzlies to even win. First of all, I'll give your adjustment for game three. How about double teaming Morant early down the stretch there? Because if you look at that game last night, it was about almost the last 8 minutes. No one else scored other than Clark's free throws. No one else scored other than Morant. It's a Morant three. It's him getting into the paint, going to his floater, or it's free throws from Rand down the stretch there. So maybe you double team, and that would have been the perfect time because you got Bane with his back hurting. You got the next biggest threat on the bench fouled out of the game. Your next best player is Zaire Williams in the game, who's knocked down a couple threes before around 8 minutes in that fourth quarter. Okay, and I like Zaire Williams. I think he's going to be a great player. But make him make a shot the last couple minutes of the game. Make him beat you where late in the fourth quarter crunch time where everybody is kind of tightened up and it's much tougher to hit a shot. So make someone else beat you. Come off, make John Morant come off the ball and pass it to someone else and just live that way. But the three-point shooting, you get outscored if you're the Warriors by 21 from behind the three-point line, 7 for 38. It was just an atrocious shooting night. Everybody was talking about their shot selection. They can get better looks. Sometimes they're forcing someone up there. I'll give the Memphis Grizzlies credit defensively for some of that, but some of it was just the Warriors missing shots. But the shot selection wasn't great. They can get inside. They got into the paint and scored 60 points in the paint. And then the turnovers were an issue. And it's not just that the Grizzlies got 15 points off those turnovers. It's the fact that all this power, firepower you should have, and you are turning it over and not giving yourselves a shot at it. So that's rough on the road. Overcoming all that, it's going to be tough to win that game if you're the Warriors. And all that said, you only locked the game by 5. And the Warriors didn't even come close to playing their best game. The Grizzlies have outshot the Warriors from behind the three-point line in 2 games already. They lost one of them. Can they do that 3 more times is the question. And I'm going to say probably not. The Warriors are the better three-point shooting team. They were in the regular season. They've been the better shooting team, the three-point shooting team in the playoffs, even though in the playoffs the Grizzlies have shot it better from three-point range. But it's going to be tough for the Grizzlies to win, beating them behind the three-point line. And if the Warriors keep winning the inside game, rebounding, they got 20 points, second chance points off the 14 offensive rebounds the Warriors got. That's supposed to be where the Grizzlies are favored. And the Warriors win that game. They won that game also in the first game as well. And just getting inside, the points in the paint, the Grizzlies are supposed to be one of the best teams in the league there too. And the Warriors are winning that game. So if they can keep those two things close and just win the three-point shooting battle, which I think the Warriors will the rest of the series, I got the Warriors probably in 6.
Yeah. Draymond Green is interesting. I don't think the owners love him, flipping the bird off or talking about his salary. But there is something. You watch him every night as a Warrior TV analyst. He's a catalyst for a lot of things. Kerr, there are stories a couple years ago at the end of the dynasty where Kerr's like, I'm done with him. He's driving me nuts. When you watch him on a nightly basis, tell me something I don't see about Draymond or the casual fan wouldn't see about his value.
He's the heartbeat. He's talking all the time. He doesn't shut up, but the Warriors need that. He's like the quarterback on defense. He's telling everybody where to go on both sides of the floor. The way he pushes the tempo, that's one of the biggest things for me about his game that really affects the game so positively for the Warriors, because the Warriors want to play up and down. They want to get out in transition, and the Warriors are in transition. They're so tough to stop because they do have all that firepower, all the shooters they have, with Jordan Poole, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson. When he pushes it and he gets into the middle and he's looking for guys on the perimeter, you get the backdoor cuts. They get that a lot, at least once or twice a game, just off of his push in transition. That is huge for this Warrior team. So him pushing it, and then I think when he's more aggressive, looking to score more, did we lose you? Are we good?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. When he's more aggressive, looking to score more, I think the Warriors are even more dangerous because he's going to get those looks from three-point range. Guys are going to sag off of him. And one thing maybe the casual fan doesn't see, when they're sagging off of Draymond, that kind of works to the Warriors' advantage because Draymond doesn't have to shoot the ball every single time. He'll maybe take a few of those threes and he feels like he's a better shooter in the postseason. But when teams sag off of him, he can give that handoff to Steph or Klay or Jordan Poole, and they come off there with more space because his defender is so far away already. He creates space for guys to get their shot off. And again, the Warriors with their shot selection get to that in-between game. You don't have to come off of there and shoot the three, especially when that defender, your original on-ball defender, is fighting over the top of that and trying to bother you from behind. If you could just get a little close to the basket, get to that in-between floater, mid-range jumper in the pocket. Instead of going all the way to the rim, you don't have to go all the way to the rim. If you can get to the rim, that's great. But Draymond is kind of the initiator of all that. And then his fake handoffs. This guy should teach a clinic on fake handoffs. Sometimes we call them naked handoffs, where he acts like he's going to give it to Steph or Clay or Jordan Poole, and then he fakes it. His defender jumps to the shooter, and he's going to the basket. He's such a great decision maker. You make that next defender have to come over, commit to him, and then he's able to throw the lob. That's why I want to see someone like Kuminga in there. Like, Kuminga walks the skies. Like, if you put him in the short corner, especially with GP2 out, which I hate, he's another great story for this team. Put Kuminga in there in the short corner and let his defender come off of him and see what happens. And again, in San Francisco, the crowd's going to go crazy. That's a momentum thing when Kuminga dunks the ball. But that's Draymond. Draymond, you can put him in so many different positions, and he's such a great decision maker. He's going to make something good of all of that.
Ja Morant is a very flashy player. He's 174 pounds. It's very Derrick Rose to me. The great players in this sport, from Kareem to LeBron to Michael, it's a sustainable style. It's a sustainable body. It's the difference between Walter Payton. The greatest running back I ever saw play was Walter Payton, who played for like 13 years, and Ezekiel Elliott or Todd Gurley, who are remarkable, but after about four, I feel like they're eroding as a player. Is that sustainability is the key to superstardom. Can you be around for 15 years? The Bradys, the Michaels, the Kobes. And I look at Ja and I'm like, he's 174 pounds. He finishes at the rim in the forest with the trees a lot. It's a flashy style. So as he's scoring sometimes, it's a little humiliating the way he scores on people. And I think to myself, I don't know if this is sustainable. You know, guys are going to come after him. I love him. He's exhilarating. But can you do this for 10 years? Like, can that style last for 10 years?
It'll be tough. He's definitely going to have to take care of his body, make sure he's on a strict diet and taking care of the massages, all the different things, the new age technology, therapy, treatments to make sure he can perform at his best and get his body ready. But I think he's going to have to become a more consistent three-point shooter.
Yes.
And he's shooting so far in this series.
Yes.
Like, he hit five threes last night, which is why I felt like, okay, you got to double-team this guy. Because if he's making his jump shot, you're gapping him, which is the right way to guard him right now, because you'd rather have him shooting threes than going at your head time and time again. But if he's making his three ball, the guy's unguardable. He's too quick. He's too explosive. He's got that quick twitch thing, and he's got too many moves, the spin moves, the side steps, all those different things to get to his floater. He's got the best floater in the league, which I think is a really good tool for him instead of always trying to attack the basket all the way and jump into people and taking all that punishment. So I think the fact that he has a great floater is a wonderful weapon for him, but I think he's going to have to be a more consistent shooter long term and be able to rely on that more and not have to go in there and put his body on the line, because he takes some hard falls.
Oh,
it's not that he's just pounding on his knees every single night, the way he jumps, how athletic he is. He's falling hard. And I feel like it was in game one, he came up kind of gimpy, he fell on his back. So you don't want to keep taking that for 10 years, like you say. But again, you talked about Derrick Rose. I think of the same thing. A lot of that, too, depends on how good, I don't want to say, your bone structure is, your knees are, like how you're built. Like, some guys have higher kneecaps. Like, I was born with patella alta, so that didn't help me when it comes to being a jumper. Some guys have chronic tendonitis, and if you have that, I'd love to know how good his knees are, if he's ever had any knee issues or patella tendonitis, chronic tendonitis in his career where he's having to take pain pills or anything like that. If that's okay, and if he's built like a LeBron where his knees are perfect, that he can jump like crazy for a long time and years and years and years, then I think he'll maybe last a little longer, and hopefully we don't see him get injured, because I love him too. He's one of my favorite players to watch, and I want him to stay healthy as long as possible. But I think, again, he's got to get to the point where he is – a consistent three-point shooter, a consistent mid-range shooter where he can rely on that a little more and not have to take so much punishment every single night.
Kalinets, great finally getting to talk to you. He's in the Bay Area, NBC Sports Bay Area, talking Warriors alongside Bob Fitzgerald. They have great broadcasting teams all through the Bay Area. Tommy Tolbert, time to time, jumps on our show as well. It's great seeing you, great meeting you, and good luck to you.
Yeah, great talking to you, Colin. Thanks for having me. Take care.
You bet. But, you know, we were talking about sustainability. One of the only athletes, you know, I've always said there's only one athlete in my in the history of sports that I didn't get to see. Because I did get to see an old Wilt with the Lakers. He was old headband Wilt and not moving up the court very fast. But most of the great athletes, I'm lucky. The Tiger was in my prime. I got to see some of Jack Nicklaus in his prime. I got a lot of good Kareem years. Magic, Michael, LeBron, NFL. I got Brady and Montana. And
you even saw Ali, didn't you?
Oh no, absolutely. I saw Tyson. I can remember literally. But my point is, the only great athlete I didn't get to see is Sandy Koufax. Koufax is one of the only athletes of all time. He had six good years, and he's considered the best pitcher ever. Like, Sandy Koufax was so good. You know, there's the old joke about, you know, you ask great hitters. Like Frank Robinson's one of the great hitters in the history of baseball. And they were asking him one time about facing Bob Gibson and facing Denny McClain and all these guys. He's like, yeah, I hit him. And then they asked him about Koufax. And Frank Robinson said, yeah, nobody hit Sandy Koufax. Like, he was so unbelievable that virtually every outing could be a no-hitter. He was just, I mean, like, you know, as good as Clayton Kershaw was in his prime, if it had made Kershaw 25% better, but his career only lasted six, and Kershaw at his prime was unbelievable. Like, the curveball was unhittable. Go to YouTube. But, I mean, by and large, greatness, sustainability is 50% of it. There's not a lot of people we go, oh, he's an all-time great with a seven-year career.
Right.
Some of it is, yeah, I don't care if it's broadcasting or baseball. Can you last 20? Can you last a long time? So it's very, very hard. And what was the question you were asking? Oh, I saw. Who'd you say that I see? Ali,
yeah.
Here's what I remember about Muhammad Ali. I've told this story before. So I grew up in the Pacific Northwest. This is how big Ali was. There was no social media. There was no cable television. That when I was a kid in Seattle, I didn't grow up in Seattle, 2 hours to the beach, there was a show called J.P. Patches. And it was a morning show. And J.P. Patches was a clown and Gertrude and they had like characters. I watched it. Here's how big Muhammad Ali was. When he beat George Foreman in Zaire, J.P. Patches broke into a show. He turned to Gertrude and said, oh, Muhammad Ali, because it was like on tape. It was at a different time. He broke into programming. A cartoon show. That's how big. You didn't have cable. You didn't have the internet. Like, everybody was wanted to know what that fight was. So I don't know what that memory, I don't know what the time the fight was. It was in Zaire, but I remember watching that show as a little kid.
And finding out about the Ali.
On a cartoon show.
Yeah.
There's my Muhammad Ali story. And that it just, I injected it. There was no real point to it, but I would.
But you've seen a lot of the great athletes.
Yes, and Koufax is the only one I didn't because his career was earlier and it was very, very brief. So that's why with John Morant, I don't doubt he's great, but he was hurt this year. He hits the floor hard. I remember when Michael Jordan broke into the league and my high school basketball coach was James Kahn. And I remember watching the game. Or talking about Jordan, he broke into the league. And he said at the time, I remember him saying this, he goes, you can't hit the floor. You at some point, he has got to develop a jump shot. You cannot just drive to the rim, dunk on people. And he was saying, like, Michael has to, because Michael's, when he first came into the league, he was moving through the Celtics and the Pistons. There was no way to stop Michael except tackle him. And so,
well, and you could at that point.
Yeah. I mean, so what you're watching with Dylan Brooks last night, that was every series, Michael. I mean, it was brutal. Lakers, Pistons, go to YouTube, Rambus getting tackled by Lambeer, Mahorn. It was brutal. So that's why when I see this stuff by Dylan Brooks, I'm like, oh, I've seen way worse. I'm not saying it's appropriate, but I've seen way worse.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlansport.com. That's ProPlansport.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
USFL action continues Friday as the Philadelphia Stars battle the Michigan Panthers at 10 Eastern on FS1. Then Saturday at 7 Eastern on Fox, Todd Haley's Tampa Bay Bandits take on Skip Holtz and the Birmingham Stallions.
I just heard J.J. Redick saying nice things about the Draymond Green podcast. It was exclusively on The Volume. You should listen to that company. It's very good. One of the reasons Draymond can be outspoken is because he's really talented.
Yes.
Yeah. One of the reasons Aaron Rodgers can be a pain in the rear is because he's really talented. So I was thinking about this. So I saw this story this morning, Joey. The Browns do not want to pay any portion of Baker's salary. That is what Diana Russini, a fine reporter, said to on Ryan Russillo's podcast. They don't want to pay a penny of it. And Diana said, no team wants him. That's interesting. Remember you and I had the big battle about Sam Darnold Baker? I like Sam. Bigger, stronger athlete, better. You know, he was a better basketball player in high school. He was a linebacker. And I thought he was a good kid. Humble, gracious kid. Baker, I thought, was talented. Threw a little better ball, better release. A little too snarky, a little too much attitude. Here's what's interesting. And these are very divergent decisions. Sam Darnold got a second team to give him a chance. In fact, Carolina was willing to pay him a ton and give up 3 picks. Baker cannot find a second gig. And that is the difference. Baker blew a great opportunity. Nick Chubb, OBJ, Jarvis Landry, David Njoku, Kevin Stefanski, Myles Garrett, John Johnson, the hell. 90% of the quarterbacks in this league don't get that opportunity. Offensive coach, best O-line, unbelievable running backs, Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb, David Njoku and Austin Hooper, OBJ and Jarvis Landry, and Donovan Peoples-Jones, who I like. He blew it. Sam Darnold's different. He's just not talented enough to overcome the Jets' mess or Carolina's lousy roster. That's a big difference. And I've come to terms, Sam's just not talented enough. He's not Mahomes. He's not Josh Allen. He's not Lamar Jackson. He's not Justin Herbert. He's not gifted enough to overcome bad rosters. But he didn't blow it. Baker's different. And the NFL likes Sam Darnold. They root for Sam Darnold. My buddies in the league all want him to succeed. They really like him. He's big. He's athletic. He's just got a quirky release. And cognitively, Sam lets go of about 2 passes a game. And I'm just cringing. But that's the difference. Is that Aaron is so gifted, so gifted. Draymond is so gifted. They're so unique unicorns that they're allowed to have a little attitude or be outspoken or do things that make management a little uncomfortable, sometimes a lot uncomfortable. But 99% of you and me and the rest of America isn't that talented. So lose the snark, tough guy on Twitter. You ain't that. You're just the dude. And that was always my knock on Baker. He's not a bad guy. He and Emily are probably wonderful people. But he's not talented enough to be snarky. He's not talented enough to be combative every press conference. He's not. That's the difference. Sam Darnold's just not talented enough to overcome junk. Another guy blew a great opportunity. And everybody in the league saw it. And Cleveland saw it. And that's why they don't want to pay any of his salary. Like, we gave him that and blew up. I mean, the Jets almost felt guilty with Sam. It was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, Carolina, all these rumors they're going to get Baker, they didn't. Man, they like Sam. They want Sam to work. Roster's not very good. And he's not Josh Allen. He's not Lamar. He's not Justin. He's not Kyler Murray. It's the difference between the two. Be nice. It goes a long way. Don't agitate. Lubricate. It goes a long way. Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, a guy we thought might be going to Carolina that didn't was Malik Willis.
Yes.
He is with the Titans, selected in the third round of the draft, which to some people feel might be adding a little competition for Ryan Tannehill in the quarterback room.
Will eventually, for sure.
Yes. Well, he said he has no problem with the move, and he even texted Willis after he was drafted, but he also doesn't think it is his responsibility to develop Malik Willis.
We're competing against each other. We're watching the same tape. We're doing the same drills. I don't think it's my job to mentor him, but if he learns from me along the way, then that's a great thing.
Yes.
Now, I know there's a lot of outrage about this.
Oh, this is outrageous, Joy. It's so selfish.
I will say this. As a quarterback, I do see where he's coming from. It's a very specific job. It's a very specific room. I always say if you have more than one quarterback, you have no quarterback. So that's a job that you really need to be dominant and have your feet on the ground in. Now, I know this isn't warm and fuzzy, what he said, but I'm sure he also feels a lot of pressure. Like, look, they lost to the Bengals.
At home as a number,
as a number one seed
off a bye.
They
outplayed them.
Right. And they sacked Joe Burrow 9 times.
He screwed it up.
Couldn't put it on the defense.
It was on Tannehill.
Ryan Tannehill. He was 15 of 24, 3 interceptions.
Yes, he blew it.
So the pressure is on Ryan Tannehill.
You bring up an interesting point, though. I didn't think about this, but this is interesting the way you say it, because you made it position specific. If you are a linebacker and there's 9 on the team and you're a veteran linebacker, would I be more inclined to go, listen, they can move me when I slow down. They can move me to the middle. I'm outside. If I was a receiver, by the way, and I'm a perimeter receiver and you're a slot receiver, you're not taking my job and I'm not taking yours, would I feel differently helping develop? I think I would. That's an interesting point.
Yes.
I think I would.
I think depending
you're not a direct threat.
What your job is, and especially if you are a veteran who has a multi-year deal, it kind of is your job to help develop rookies. Like, you want to put together a team.
You have an X receiver, a Y receiver. There's a lot of different receiving elements.
Right.
There's one quarterback.
That's
it.
I would also probably put the kicker in this situation. You draft a kicker, you're on your own, kid. You got to figure it out.
That's right.
So, now, generally, if they do draft a kicker, they'll start right away. That's just not how that position goes. But, yeah, I think for the quarterback position only, now, people aren't going to like Ryan Tannehill saying this because, you know, they want him to say that he's going to do everything he can to, you know, help Malik Willis become the best quarterback he can be. But that would be disingenuous of Ryan Tannehill. He's not going to do that. No one's saying that I don't think Ryan Tannehill is the type of person that's going to sabotage Malik Willis. And that's not what he's saying. He's saying, if he learns from me, great. But this is my job.
Yeah.
I think the quarterback position is different than every other position
that's fair.
In the league. And, and it's similar with jobs. Like, I'm happy to be a mentor to people. What's it to me? It's not changing my position.
No, I'm the same way.
So, but we're not quarterbacks. there's not one of us. Like, there's multiple other opportunities if something changes. So that changes how people look at things when it comes to competition. So, and look, people have a lot of questions about Ryan Tannehill. That's why Malik Willis is there. And it's fair. He blew it in the playoffs in the biggest moment as the number one seed. He threw three interceptions.
Yeah.
Wasn't on the defense, sacking Joe Burrow 9 times. So it's a fair situation. So Draymond Green was back in the lineup last night after his ejection in game one. In the first quarter, he got elbowed in the face, and Grizzlies fans booed him when he went to the locker room. He flipped the crowd off. Clutch your pearls. As he left to go get stitches. And after the game, he spoke about why he reacted that way.
You're going to boo someone that get elbowed in the eye and blood running down your face? I could have had a concussion or anything. So if they're gonna be that nasty, I can be nasty too. And I'm assuming the cheers was because they know I'll get fined. Great, I make $25 million a year. I should be just fine.
Look, we have to have villains in sports.
I don't even think he's that much of a villain.
I don't think he is either, but I mean, if you are playing against Draymond Green and you are going to consider
time out. Ryan's yelling at me. You think he's a villain?
Colin, I know you have a soft spot for a very obvious reason.
Think he's a villain?
I think anyone who is not a Warriors fan looks at Draymond Green as a villain.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think if you're playing Draymond Green, I don't think Draymond is a bad guy. I don't think that he is even kind of intentionally a villain. I think it's his personality just lends to this, and he has had to play that role with this team. So he leans into it, and it fits him perfectly. But yeah, if you're playing against Draymond Green, you do not like Draymond Green.
I don't think he's a villain because I think, first of all, people turn into his podcast because they like him.
He's a likable villain.
Bill Laimbeer tackled people. He was a villain.
Look, there's a difference between being a mean guy or a bad guy and being a villain.
Villains have to have
some redeeming qualities in order for them to be a true villain.
He's a wrestling heel. He's likable, yes. But he's leaning into it. Okay,
he's also good, which is to your point about everything you just said about Baker. When you're a champion, when you're the obvious soul of a team, then you get to be at a different status and you can do things like this. Everybody can't do that. It's not going to come across the same way.
I find him incredibly likable.
Yeah, I like Draymond too. But if Draymond's playing my team, I don't like Draymond.
I don't think people think he's like a genuinely bad person.
No, he's a great guy.
But from a basketball fan perspective, when people watch him play, they go, I don't like that guy.
Really?
Yeah. Like, definitely. Honestly. But that's what happened in Memphis last night. Like, this is a likable organization. They're fun. They're young. Like, they, you know, talk a little trash too. Nobody's sensitive there.
If you've ever seen, it's funny. If you've ever seen Draymond in person, I saw him at a fight. He is the most gregarious athlete. He's like all fun. He's a tough, but he's tough. He got second round. He got a chip on his shoulder, and he.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you, and I like Draymond. But if Draymond plays my team, I don't like Draymond.
See, I thought Bill Laimbeer was totally unlikable.
Right, because you have to have some redeeming qualities to you as well. You can't just be angry all the time. Draymond's tough, and he's an enforcer, and he's a little bit, you know, of a heel, but he's also happy and a winner. So all those things together. But yes, when you're playing Draymond, you don't like him. So, right. And he knows that. That's why that happened last night.
Maybe if Bill Laimbeer had a podcast, I would have liked him more.
That's possible.
That was the problem with Bill's born too soon.
The NIL has been a controversial topic over the last few months. Woo! And a task force, those usually go really well, is reportedly forming to review the guidelines going forward.
Task force.
Okay. Like you have pins or something?
It's like think tanks. We're going to contemplate the future of the economy. Just do stuff. Buy stock, sell them.
Good Lord. Part of the task force.
Think tank.
Issue like fanny packs with the task force.
We're going off site to think about the company all weekend long. All right. How about hire good people?
We've dragged the task force enough. Bob Stoops was asked what he thinks about the current landscape of college sports in general, and he did not hold back.
The bottom line, you know, be careful what you wish for. Totally different than what we've been used to. My opinion, you know, we need a new leadership group from afar. It looks like right now nobody has control of anything. So it's just have at it, you know. And I don't know if that's ever good. Even the NFL has some rules, restrictions, guidelines,
yes,
salary caps.
He's right.
Sure. All of that. And I don't know right now college football has any of that. So it's have at it.
You know, I do agree with Bob there. You got to set up. There's got to be something. You just can't be.
No, I don't disagree. I just what are the guidelines?
I got a question for you. I'm going to throw this out. This is really something I shouldn't talk about. But I called somebody at USC and said, I like that receiver. Can I buy him? Is that unethical? I think it's legal now.
Well, you're not a booster of the school.
Well, kind of.
You either are a booster of the school or you're not.
Well,
you
I'm boosting him. Every day I talk about him favorably, I'm boosting
That's
him.
That's not what a booster means.
Well, I am a different kind of booster. I'm a social booster.
Well, they haven't quantified that yet. Unless you give to, from my understanding, if you give to a school, if you donate money to a school, then you are a booster of
the
school.
There's a lot of different boosters. Even with COVID, there was the Johnson & Johnson. There's a lot of different boosters in life.
We're doing stand-up bits now. look, the bottom line is this. Wrong. You said it earlier. I have zero, absolutely zero sympathy whatsoever for the NCAA. This was a freight train downhill from the moment YouTube was invented. And if you didn't bother to make any plans whatsoever, that's on you. Also, it's a billion-dollar business, and you have no one in charge. There is no CEO. There is no. You know why the NFL is able to put in these rules and stuff? They have a commissioner, someone who makes those decisions. Yeah.
This was essentially, you're done skiing for the day, and you're down at the base having a beer with a buddy, and you see an avalanche at the top, and you got 6 minutes, and you're like, I'm going to finish this Bud Light. Instead of going, let's get in our car and get the hell out of here. This thing was coming down the hill. Athletes getting paid for 7 years.
I would argue much longer than that. The moment that people were able to make money off of their likeness on the internet and build a following before they ever stepped foot on anyone's campus, it was a done deal. You can't tell some basketball player who goes to school with 100,000 followers on Instagram that can monetize that they can't use their image and likeness. Who are you? I could go to any school in the country with my base of fans. Yeah. You can't tell me I can't use this, and they just chose to ignore it. So I have absolutely no sympathy for them at all.
Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
I'm way late. Back in a minute, The Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't me.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport.
Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Guys, we're getting older. Doesn't mean we have to slow down. There's M-Drive supplements for driven men. Go to mdriveformen.com. Free shipping. Don't slow down. Get M-Drive. They have M-Drive Lean, which is a protein powder, which is great. So, by the way, big announcement to make. Officially, Herd Burger is the official sponsor of USC football. And will now be connected to name, image, likeness compensation. I was just told that would be legal.
I don't know. I am not a lawyer. I'm not a doctor until Monday. I'll be a doctor on Monday.
Why is that?
I'm getting an honorary doctorate from Barry University.
Whoa!
Right?
You're getting an honor. I thought they gave masters out. You get a doctorate?
Doctorate.
Oh my gosh.
It's very exciting.
Are you giving the commencement speech?
I am.
On Monday?
On Friday I'm getting it. So Monday when I come in.
So I'm gone next
Dr.
week.
Dr. Joy Taylor.
Wow, Dr. Joy Taylor. That is unbelievable.
Is it fair to introduce myself as Dr. Joy Taylor after
absolutely.
I think so too. I think it's totally available, totally on the board.
Yeah. Do you have to wear a white jacket like my dad did growing up?
Well, no, so I'm not a medical doctor.
No.
It's a doctorate of humanities. But you can be a doctor of education.
So you have to
you
wear
can be a doctor of psychology.
Bifocals.
You know? I have glasses already, so that's
right.
Covered.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's exciting.
I don't have a lot of doctor friends. This will be a new life for me. It's very exciting. How about that? I don't know what I want to talk about here because I got some stuff I don't want to give away in Russillo's next hour. The name, image, likeness stuff is fun. I have friends up in Seattle, and University of Washington's like not going to do it. They're just like, we're not going to get into bidding wars for players. My whole theory on this has been a lot of things are new in America, and they become wild, wild west without the right regulations.
Right.
I mean, drones, like there were privacy concerns when drones came out. They're sneaking and looking at stuff. And then NFTs and Bitcoin and NIL. Anytime there's new stuff and there's money to be made in it, it's got to be regulated. And there's always this process
for two or three years. Also just an egregious amount of panic surrounding it.
Yes.
And how the world's going to end.
And it's like
if no one figures it out immediately.
And we knew, you know, people are saying this is not sustainable. I don't think 99% of cryptocurrency is sustainable. Our government will at some point create one and blow the rest of these out of the water. So in the end, 99% of stuff that it just depends. Do you like it? Like Bitcoin's a great example. Bitcoin attracts what they call tech optimists, people who believe tech is everything and it'll solve all the world's problems. And yet most of us still like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and to hang out with our dogs. Is that most of us have simple pleasures and are not tech Svengalis or gurus. And so I think a lot of this Bitcoin, a lot of cryptocurrencies, nonsense. But that doesn't mean Mark Cuban and Elon Musk aren't into it because they're tech optimists because they become billionaires with tech and being ahead of the curve. And so there's a lot of stuff out there that's just not right. Cryptocurrency's not regulated enough. NFTs are just ripping people off left and right. And this thing's a mess. But then people step in and try to put some guardrails up and we'll be fine. You knew this thing wasn't going to last forever because there are some stories out here that are just comical where
also the money isn't going to last either.
That's right.
These boosters are not just going to shell out millions and millions and millions of dollars if they're not winning championships. That's going to get cut off. What, you paid $3 million for someone and they didn't win a championship? What was the point of that?
At Herd Burger, I buy a tight end. I want 4 touchdowns a game or I'm out. Hour 3 is coming up next.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified? Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified, diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.